I'm reading chapter 19.
Okay, go for it.
19. Dr. Berger had been carefully balancing the amount of love he doled out to Randy and his lot with the amount he doled out to Margaret and the other one. Now he was ready to wield that emotional juggernaut in an enormous power play of infinitesimal magnitude. His eyes lit up like the Energizer Bunny. "Dad!" Margaret screamed, cracking Charlie over the head with a cracker. "Your eyes! They look like the Energizer Bunny dudes!" "What the fuck are you saying?" A. Dr. Berger replied. "That's not our dad!" Charlie exclaimed. "I told you! This motherfucker's an endangered dad!" "This is our dad!" Margaret insisted. "I told you, this motherfucker's a dentured dad." She looked at her dad, who was looking for a way out of this who's-on-first comedy bit. But all the searching in the world wasn't going to do anything but add to the mayhem that the narrative, lunch, was roast beef, unraveling Girk into. It was freaking confusing, and the hundreds of centipede feet were walking in like tiny Claire Booth looses. "Dad? What the fuck?" Margaret existentialized. "What the fuck?" Before Dr. Berger was able to reprimand his young squire for repetition, they all stopped and listened to the sound of the escalator engaging and creaking towards the bathroom. Everyone turned to see another Dr. Berger appear. "How many of these fucksticks are there?" Charlie asked. This new Dr. Berger seemed alarmed. He seemed like a gorilla had taken his head and shook it until his eyes looked like X's and his ears like stitches. "What the hell do we have here?" the new hair burger cried out. "I can't leave the house for 3 fucking seconds. Look, here's your mom. Don't you recognize your own..." "No!" Mrs. Berger screamed, looking at the amassed Dr. Burgers. But then she started thinking about all of those hands, their fingers probing her naughty regions. "No!" she screamed again, this time panic-stricken. She turned to the new Dr. Berger and slapped him across the face. "To quote your daughter," Dr. Berger said, stunned by the public bitch-slapping, "what's the fuck?" And he looked angrily at Margaret and Charlie. "What have you two motherfuckers done, hmm? Do you think you can get away with anything in this godforsaken dump?" "Now that's our dad," Margaret decided with a voice that trailed off, and then roboted. "This has been a recording." "I am your father," another Dr. Berger screamed, taking an umbrella and slamming it against the bathroom door. "No, I'm not." "Oh, yes, I am." "No, I'm not." "It's my pleasure to serve you. Take this cash money, please." I'm a plant. No sleep me." Margaret and Charlie looked at each other in horror. "You're all plants," yet another Dr. Berger chimed in with, and lifted a hatchet. "And now, I'm going to vivisect you all like common cheddar monsters." "Holy fuck," another Dr. Bergered. "How did I get into this plant suit?" Trapped in the middle of this bullcrap, Margaret and Charlie contemplated both suicide and patricide. Why was their sense of reality being so fucked with?
Yeah.
This is fun. It actually lifts up the stress of having to read. The fact that you actually hear what it's going to sound like. I think. Yeah. It definitely does.
Very good. Julie Andrews reads Dawn.
Julie Andrews.
She'll sing a song afterwards.